I really struggled mentally, like sort of 3-4 weeks ago. My body was shutting down really, like I had no energy left and all my sugar stores were out and like, you couldn't ever replenish them. So my mental state really started to suffer and I was just constantly angry and irritable and couldn't control my mood and just really irate and couldn't seem to break out of it. And once my mental state had gone, I was sort of losing motivation, so that was really hard to sort of push through.
And how did you get over that?
I had like constant contact with my managers. And they were saying, you know, don't worry, you're going to be home soon. But I think the best thing that helped me was a media manager, Chris, who said, you need to try and really lift your mood from the inside and just try for the next few hours to, like, smile and uplift your mood. Because it felt like my body wanted to feel so horrible till the rest of the trip. And giving yourself a time goal of, like, right, for the next few hours, I'm going to try and make myself feel good really helped.
Because I guess, I mean, you kind of came into this at the last minute, didn't you? So,
yeah.
So were you fully prepared for what you were doing?
Not fully prepared, I don't think you ever will be. I was skiing in the Alps and Tom called me and said his friend Sam had, you know, pulled out and wasn't going to be able to row and could I row the Atlantic and I jumped to it. I couldn't say no. So I had 3 weeks notice. But physically, I was feeling very good. I've been sort of training with Tom as he's been building up to the Atlantic row all through last year. And you get fit as you're doing it. I think that the biggest thing is to have a really good mental state. It's definitely 80% mental toughness, so that's definitely what pulled me through.
And I understand you did actually capsize at one point. That must have been pretty scary.
Yeah, we had quite a few capsizes, actually, probably about half a dozen by the end. And the first one was probably the worst, when you get smashed around inside the cabin and wake up upside down. But the boat comes around by itself quite quickly. And it was just a bit of a shock to the system, but you soon get used to it.
You've also broken records with this row.
Yeah.
Just tell me about that.
Yeah, the first one we had after the worst part of the trip when we were going in circles for about 9-10 days. And we broke the distance record for the longest distance rowed by a rowing boat in 24 hours. I think we covered 112 point something miles, which we broke the record that was set by an 8-man team. So that was an amazing thing to have our names in the Guinness Book of Records. And then arriving in Salcombe yesterday, we've broken another one for the youngest pair to cross the North Atlantic. It's amazing to have our name in lights, really.
And raising loads of money while you've been doing it.
Yeah, absolutely sensational. It's escalated in the last few days. I think the total now we've raised for the Brain Tumour Charity is upwards of £65,000. We raised about £10,000 here alone in Salcombe yesterday. We auctioned off two of the oars, over £3,000 each. The donations were just flooding in, so absolutely amazing.
Fantastic. So now, as you say, you've had a good night's sleep, but what's your plans? How are you going to relax? What are you looking forward to doing now you're back on dry land?
Immediately, I'm going to have a fry-up very imminently. I'm not doing anything with of such great adventure very soon. I'm going to rest up and have lots of cups of tea by warm fires and sit in dry clothes for a long time. But I'll be returning to work soon and just sort of chilling out, really, enjoying life.